Yeah, Da Vinci, Patricia Hill, son. Like to dedicate this to friends and ex-friends, family, and we ain't family no more. That's how I really feel. Yo, it's hard to move when your heart's broken. It's been a long time and we haven't spoken. I said things that was unforgiving, kinda petty in my opinion. Life smelling like dirty onions. It's hard to walk when you got bunions. Without you, I wasn't winning. Me and you was the perfect union. Life moving, but it's getting harder. The enemy winning at divide and conquer. I know we will never make up. I still wish you the best and I hope you stay up. Remember the days you wrote in crayon. You was everlasting, I was Mount Zion. Never one day we'll get back, but life rocked us together. Nothing could stop us. Me and you like a whole army. By my side, nothing could harm me. Feeling kinda sad lately. No Jeffersons, companies, or no Bradys. Michael died and Bobby lost Whitney. Haven't lost Prodigy to a deadly disease. As long as we got each other, we'll be at ease. Here's my number, call me anytime. Get back to me. And I forgive you for everything. People wait till it's too late, till they laying in that huge crate. Life is short and we can't stay. Lost so many people, can't name names. Let's say I just lost John Wayne to the horse he rode in on, is in pain. Together we had it made. Saturday, we used to get paid. Have a drink by Theater 8. Watching movies ain't getting laid. Damn, Drake, you need to call Wayne. Maybe Jay needs to call Dame. Get that old thing back and go ahead with all that bullshit, man. Life gets harder and a few inches shorter. Ain't been the same since mom died and Lewis moved to Florida. My nana had pneumonia, then corona, then it was over. My ex-girlfriend went off into the sunset before I could tell her I love her. No more Cinderella. I'm an empty fella with my face about to swell up. Face engulfed in many tears. The river runs by the Jordan and the Persian Gulf. This is just stuff. But people can't be replaced, pain just can't be erased. What's a good hand without an ace? With you as my brother, and we play spades. You as my secret card, and that's game. One, two, one, two. You know what time it is. It's time for that Maya podcast. It's episode 3. It's your boy, Jeremiah Da Vinci. Yeah. Took a minute, man, to get this third episode underway, man. Been working hard. Went away real quick to upstate New York, Watertown, New York. Just went upstate real quick, man, to ease my mind. Got back, man. Got back to some, you know, demons are flowing, man. Demons are around, man. I don't know if anybody believes in them, man, but I do, man. Just being attacked, man, from all sides. Bad news. Rappers passing away. That's kind of the, you know, topic of this session. Endangered MCs, I repeat. Endangered MCs. You know, just a whole hip-hop thing that's going on right now, man, in hip-hop. Want to start off by saying rest in peace to DMX, the dog. We lost the dog and, you know, started feeling tremblings, man, around the community, around hip-hop, just feeling really scary, man. That's why I started off with, as long as we got each other, man. As long as we got each other. A lot of beef, A lot of stuff, man. Just need to get back, man. Just need to get back. If not, man, just mutual respect. You know what I mean? With your enemy, man. Because I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, this just genocide is real, man. You know what I mean? And we know that the enemy picks us off, you know, against each other first, man. You know, he don't come at you right away. You know what I mean? It's like Steppenwolf and Darkseid. You know what I'm saying? When Darkseid saw that Superman died, that's when he planned to attack. You know what I'm saying? Like in Marvel, when Captain America and Iron Man were at odds, that's when, you know, Thanos wants to show up. So he's cunning like that. You know what I'm saying? He's cunning like that. The divide and conquer is in effect. You know, DMX passing away, you know, just puts me in a, you know, it just puts me in a sour mode in terms of hip hop. And then we hear that Black Rob passes. You know what I mean? And now it's, you know what I mean? Now we're back to the bad boy camp. And I'm going to get deep into dialogue with that. You know what I mean? Of what's truly going on in hip hop, in my opinion. Like I said, this is my opinion, but I could be right. You know what I'm saying? It's my opinion, but I could be right. You know, and then, you know, yesterday I was out chilling, trying to get this brain fog out, man. I've been kind of stressed just about, you know, just feeling like there's attacks coming from different sides, man, when it comes to what I want to do moving forward. You know, your obstacles, man. Obstacles are in front of you, man. People calling you, you know what I mean? People calling you with giving you doubt and, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, it's real, man. It's real. It's real. So what you going to do? You going to sit there? You going to take the blows or you going to keep it moving? You know what I'm saying? That's just remember all of those little, you know, those little forks in the road that made you deviate. You know, I'm not deviating. Even if I'm delusional, I'm not deviating, you know, because I feel like, look, you know, people don't know my story, man. You know what I mean? People don't know your story. I don't even know your story. But just know that there's people in wake. Just know that negative energy is real. You know what I mean? And like I said, I was out chilling, you know, just trying to get my mind right. Went to see a movie. Movie was trash. You know what I mean? And then I get text messages that Shock G passes away. So that's three in a row. You know what I mean? That's three legends of hip hop. Might not mean nothing to the rest of the people, but to hip hop heads and hip hop fans, it means a lot. You know what I mean? Just a couple of days ago, actually got it on TV right now, is the big versus battle with Red and Meth. Shout out to Red and Meth, man. Grown men, old heads, OGs, the gods. And like I said, we're going to get deep into topic about the gods. You know what I'm saying? About the gods, about the old heads. You know, people calling these things as far as washed up. You know, washed up, shouldn't do it anymore. Why they out there with gray hairs in their beards and trying to run behind the young kids, trying to run behind these young heads doing it. Let me tell you something, man. Like I said, we're going to get deep into it, man. I'm just starting this off. Basically, flowers for the dead. Rest in peace, DMX. Rest in peace, Shock G. Rest in peace, Black Rob. You know what I mean? Y'all cats were great, man. Y'all wouldn't have made it that far if y'all weren't great. So, you know, y'all get props on that, and people knew y'all were great, but it's just like, you know, like Meth said in the Versus battle, he said, you got to give cats their flowers while they're here, man. You know what I mean? Especially in hip-hop. I'm not even going, you know, I'm not getting nobody else involved today. It's all a hip-hop show today. It's all about hip-hop. And flowers mean, flowers don't mean no soft shit like you step into a dude with some lilies, you know what I'm saying? You step into a dude with respect for bars, for lyricism, for charisma, for dudes that could look at you and make you smile, make you think, get them thought waves moving, and let these niggas know, yo, these guys come from the dirt, man. You know what I mean? These guys come from the dirt, the deep down dirt of life, of projects and project halls, you know what I'm saying? Pissy hallways, pissy elevators with buttons missing. You could get into, you know what I'm saying, get into an elevator and the elevator don't work no more. And they get stuck in there for days waiting for the waiting for the fire trucks to get them out. That's how niggas live, man. You know what I mean? Lived on bologna and cheese sandwiches for months. You know what I'm saying? And still have smiles on their faces. That's where these niggas come from, man. You know what I mean? That's where, and like I said, I'm going to get deep, deep today as far as how I feel, man, about hip-hop, about the state of hip-hop. It's been a state of emergency, man, since Nas's album cover with the rose, putting it on a casket saying hip-hop is dead. You know, and he had there was a point to that. I know exactly what he meant by that. You know what I mean? But I'm going to get deep, deep into it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't give a fuck if I get 2 views on this. It's documented. And maybe later on in the future, man, thousands and thousands of people will hear it. You heard it here first, man. August 23rd, 2021, episode 3. You heard it here, man. Hey, yo, we're in a deep, deep, dark time period, man, when it comes to hip-hop. But there's light at the end of the tunnel, man, because these guys is still, you know, there's a lot of rappers that are still alive. And I'm going to get deep into the topic of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get deep, deep into the topic of hip-hop, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play my music today as I do normally. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, going to pay some bills with the sponsor segment. And then we'll be right back, man. But you know who it is, man. It's your boy, Jeremiah Da Vinci. This is one of my new joints off my EP. I got a new EP out. You know what I'm saying? Trying to spread it all to the industry. Trying to get my stuff cracking. This is a new one, man, called Looking Back. You know what I'm saying? It's streaming everywhere, man. Spotify, TikTok, Amazon Prime. You know where to go, man. Go to any streaming services, iTunes if you want to cop that. Download it, man. Download it for me, man. Support up-and-coming dudes, man, that really love this shit, that really love fucking hip-hop, man. It's your boy, Jeremiah Da Vinci. This is my joint, Looking Back. Check it out, and we'll be back to talk about this deep thing called hip-hop. All right? It's Jeremiah Da Vinci. Peace. God damn, that DJ made my day. DJ Intense. God damn, that DJ made my day. DJ Intense. God damn, that DJ made my day. DJ Intense. Yo. I remember my best friend told me that you be pondering for the old days. Really? My bad, I'm sorry, man, I'm so silly. I just keep thinking about my homeboy Willie. When we little kids on the block, we were so crazy. My mom being angry like she was some old lady, cause I was running around like I was Bronco Billy. When my man Illy Bafka, we was touching titties and smoking fillies. We thought we were big willies on big wheels doing willies, with them ladies being all touchy-feely. It was like the late 80s, throwing bottles and lighting M80s. It was crazy hanging with
with crack babies. My grandma, parent, I would come home safely, get the land, my family dealing with Reagan. I'm just saying, my stepdad, that alcoholic man, I never saw it coming. He would work like a hornet till like the early morning. Looking back on the things I should have done with my life, but it's alright, cause I'm still alive. Looking back on the things I should have said, but I did not, I would not, I could not, it was too hot. Looking back on the things I should have done with my life, but it's alright, cause I'm still alive. Looking back on the things I should have said, but I did not, I would not, but I could not. I'll be always pondering for the old days, hear me now. Listen to Marvin Gaye in the old days, hear me now. Hanging on the projects with the old ladies, looking out that window pane, filled with ladies' pain, cause she's looking out for her grandchild on the streets, buck wild. Get your ass back in the house when you catch a beat down. Catch your ass whipping, get some love, it was game time. Only Nan and Maga to do things at the same time. Not really looking back, I'm too busy looking down. It's like I left New York, some queens are not around now. I'm still alive and I no longer wonder how. So I was in the house running from nightgowns and the pow-pows. I miss them both doing strokes running around town. I'm a grown man and I made it and I stuck around. Mow that lawn, that mow is in the outhouse. Man, I could use a great ass whipping right about now. Looking back on the things I should have done with my life, but it's alright, cause I'm still alive. Looking back on the things I should have said, but I did not, I would not, I could not, it was too hot. Looking back on the things I should have done with my life, but it's alright, cause I'm still alive. Looking back on the things I should have said, but I did not, I would not, but I could not, it was too hot. Don't make me put my business in the streets over a beat when me and Eve was sneaking over the 2 to 3 between the sheets. More than twice a week, a slogan was like, try to be me and Louie. Then I met Screwy, and then I met Georgie, and then I met McKiss and Cindy. We was being silly, laughing over Ghost Rocker and Henny. There's plenty of shorties to go around, homie. That summer was on one and only, reminiscing for a moment. Cause now I'm over 40, don't know where the time is going. Yesterday I was just 20, having fun and performing. Going to Brooklyn, trying to get my demo recorded. Feeling so annoyed, cause we couldn't really afford it. Now I'm older, and my songs is all over. And now I'm all over the place, the old days is all over. With a pot belly, I rock rhymes like Akinelli, hoping Machiavelli, B.I.G. is looking down. DJ Intense, goddamn that DJ made my day. DJ Intense, goddamn that DJ made my day. DJ Intense, goddamn that DJ made my day. DJ Intense, Trevor, Maya, Da Vinci. Looking back on the things I should have done with my life, but it's alright, cause I'm still alive. Looking back on the things I should have said, but I did not, I would not, I could not, it was too hot. Looking back on the things I should have done with my life, but it's alright, cause I'm still alive. Looking back on the things I should have said, but I did not, I would not, but I could not, it was too hot. Yeah, yeah, 1, 2, 1, 2, we back, we back, we back. Yeah, that's my joint, man, looking back, you know what I'm saying? Off my EP, 6-joint EP, out right now, man. Yo, like I said, Spotify, iTunes, you know what I mean? TikTok, if you want to play around with that song, songs on TikTok, Jeremiah Da Vinci, looking back, man, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of looking back, just thinking about everything going on in hip-hop right now. A lot of legends passing away. And how should I put this, man? You know, I'm just thinking of other genres, man. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking of other genres. You know what I mean? And I'm going to go in and out of pocket. So listen to me carefully. So, other genres like rock. I'm going to pick rock. I'm going to pick rock because the rock dudes get it. You know what I mean? Rock dudes get it. Heavy metal, you know, those type of dudes, they get it. So, and like I said, you know, you're going to understand what I'm saying when I get to the end of this. So, in rock, see if there's a band I'm gonna pick Led Zeppelin. Just think of Led Zeppelin for a minute.
Think of Led Zeppelin. Just somebody, some groups like that. Motley Crue. You know what I mean? Groups like that. Groups like that. You know, when they get to the time when it's time for them to retire and they're not doing it anymore. You know what I'm saying? They have a place. They have a place in hip hop where now they're not in hip hop, sorry, excuse me. They have a place in music where now they're on the executive board to make decisions where they could take a young talent that they saw in a club that got potential and take them and put them where they might have wanted that opportunity then, but there was nobody like them then. They become those people where, oh, that guy used to be the road manager for Motley Crue. Now he's an executive at blah, 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 blah records. You know what I'm saying? Just peep where I'm going with this. So, you know, or Led Zeppelin. That's the engineer for Led Zeppelin. Oh, now he's the CEO of so-and-so records. Oh, the background singer for Slapknot is the A&R director at so-and-so records. So the dudes in rock, you know what I'm saying, or any genre for that matter, besides hip-hop, always becomes a president or something to the effect to move their genre forward. You know what I'm saying? I have a problem with going on the public access channel. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not dissing nobody that goes there because we need a platform and we need to go anywhere that we can get. But these are pioneers that's like you going to a family reunion. That's like you going to a family reunion and you can't get into the family reunion because everybody there don't know you. But that's your mother and father's house. You should be able to walk in the front gate without anybody touching you. Like, yo, that's my mother and father, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, y'all eating off these plates and forks that I washed as a kid and couldn't go outside unless I washed these. You know what I'm saying? And you telling me I can't come in? Or I gotta go through channels? This is my house. This is my mother and father's house. And you telling me I can't come to the family reunion? That's how it is in hip-hop, man. That's how it is in hip-hop. That why African Bambaataa don't have a record label. Why Grandmaster Caz don't have a record label. I mean, these dudes got, you know, they got, you know, entertainment companies and what have you, but they don't have major labels. You know what I'm saying? You know that we're still slaves to them same big ass machines. You know what I mean? Because look, if Caz heard me spit, you know what I mean? There'd be no question he would put me on. But now you still got to go through channels to people that are not even, they're not even hip hop. They don't even know, they know nothing about being in the hallway with 10 niggas and battling them all because you done smashed one of their dudes. Now they're like, oh, let me take that nigga. You smash him. They know nothing about that. They know nothing about beatboxing and on tables and trying to get your rhymes up. They know nothing about that culture. Nothing. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? So then as soon as somebody dies, DMX dies. And now everybody's like, yo, oh, shout out to the dog. Rest in peace to the dog. He was a true legend. He didn't get none of that while he was alive. None of that. And we knew who he was. You know what I mean? But while he's alive, he's a drug addict. He's a drug addict that was trying to kick this habit. All he did was go to jail and blah, 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 blah. If he had the opportunity to be a CEO of, you know what I'm saying, his own without having a major behind him. He's the major. You know what I mean? He could have put cats on in Yonkers. He could have put me on because I was looking for him. You know, and I feel really sad because I just moved to Yonkers 2 years ago. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Looking for Jada, looking for Styles, you know what I'm saying? On the DL, not really, you know, not really looking for them to put me on, but just looking for them just to pick their brain because they pioneers. When I meet a legend, I don't meet a legend to advance my career. I meet a legend to feel that you could feel the energy coming from them, man. If you believe in hip hop like that, if you love music like that, yo, I just met Red Alert recently. I just met Red recently at the Big Pun Plaza ceremony, you know, in the Bronx. I met him and it's just, yo, it's just wild. Just, yo, it's a mind trip, man. You know what I mean? It's a mind trip. Grandmaster Caz, who I see often. I give him a pound, man. I feel the energy, man. And that makes me go home and write a book, man. You know what I'm saying? To get my stuff popping, man. You know what I mean? But you put these dudes, you know, Black Rob and Shock G, you put these niggas in obscurity. Where, yo, you know what I'm saying? Look, my mother and my stepfather, they died after they retired. Because it's like their purpose is gone. So I'm sure that these guys was like, you know, I'm sure that these guys, you know, at their age, man, you know, maybe when they were younger, they could, yeah, man, yo, yeah, whatever, fuck that, keep it moving. But when you get older, you start feeling like a fossil. You know what I'm saying? You start feeling like a, yo. And I feel like that today, you know what I'm saying? So I understand what they might feel like. And a lot of people ain't going to say that, especially some strong brothers. They're not going to talk about their feelings like that. But I'm telling you, that's probably what they feel like, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they great dudes. They got greatness still in them. Still can make tracks. Swizz Beatz. Still can make tracks. Timbaland and the rest of them. But now they're kind of washed up. You feel like they're washed up. Thank God for this verse battle. Thank God for D-Nice. He was the first to do it. To show niggas, yo, we really still got it, man. We still got it, man. Yo, you know, forgive me, man, for being like really strong on it. But we're going to get back to some more music, man. And we're going to come back to this topic about hip-hop, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to get real deep today. Real deep today, man. Yo, rest in peace, DMX. Rest in peace, Black Rob. My man, Shock G, man. Yo, man, this is my new joint called Once Upon a Time. It's another thing that's on the EP. I'm trying to push this really hard, man. Yo, give me some love. Show me some love. You know who it is. It's your boy, Jeremiah Da Vinci. Let's go. Peace. Once upon a time, this is how it went, yo. Once upon a time I had a mother. Once upon a time I had a lover. Once upon a time I had a nana, now I don't have neither. In the cold bread freezing.
Thanksgiving approaching. I'm keeping these tears from leaving. My eyes to my cheeks and I ain't sleeping on the D train like back in the days. Singing the blues like I'm T-Pain. Hoping God give me assists like D-Wade, so I can slam dunk this depression, give me some leeway. But God been real silent these days. Probably depressed himself with grapes on eBay. I'm sure man ain't praying to him these days. Too busy running for money, playing sick games. The embargoes, the corona in Villa Lago. Kids getting shot by the lots in Chicago.
I can't stop crying, thinking about the days when you were mine. Now I feel like dying and running away, but there's nowhere to hide. I can't stop crying, thinking about the days when you were mine. Now I feel like dying and running away, but there's nowhere to hide.
My friend keeps saying you hungry for the past, yo. My bad, yo. I keep thinking of my moms, just thinking about back in the days when I came home. There was already food on the stove. I got old. One day I'll be strong enough to look over the threshold. One day I'll be strong enough to move on. I'm just having trouble getting over those gone. Good memories make me strong, I'll hold on. Till God sends me a new boat to float on. I keep swimming to the shore that there's no more. Holding on to my kneecaps. I'm so bored. Corona sucked my battleship. Nana Gloria. Feeling terrible. No money to bury us. So this is her funeral. This song is her memorial. Someday I'll give her a proper burial. Once upon a time it was just us, cartoons and cereal.
I can't stop crying, thinking about the days when you were mine. Now I feel like dying and running away, but there's nowhere to hide. I can't stop crying, thinking about the days when you were mine. Now I feel like dying and running away, but there's nowhere to hide.
Once upon a time we was each other's lover. I was your pillow and you was my cover. Got in the middle, the sky turned colors. The time I would nibble and you would just swallow. Now I'm so bitter, my heart is so hollow. Where you were going, I just couldn't follow. Now you got a new king, my kingdom of no tomorrow. Just thinking of yesterday when we had role models. I took care of each other with dignity and morals. Now they're in a strip club snacking on dollars. Dancing to Michael when the dance floor was ours. This is doomsday, Superman without powers. Batman with no cape or cowl. Bowed to cowards and listen to mumble rap for hours. Rain showers, the sky crying for the Twin Towers. Muslims back to eating pork after they killed Malcolm.
I can't stop crying, thinking about the days when you were mine. Now I feel like dying and running away, but there's nowhere to hide. I can't stop crying, thinking about the days when you were mine. Now I feel like dying and running away, but there's nowhere to hide.
One, two, one, two. We back. Yeah, that's my joint, man. Once upon a time, man. You know what I'm saying? That's off the EP. You know what I'm saying? Cop that if you want. I'm everywhere, man. Like I said, Amazon Prime, Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Yo, go cop that. Tidal. I'm on Tidal. Forgot about that, man. Yo, go to Tidal, man. Finally on Tidal, man. Trying to push this thing really, really hard. YouTube. I'm all over YouTube. Jeremiah Da Vinci. Jeremiah 10950. I've been around here 10 years, man, trying to pump this stuff. But yeah, man, just sitting here, man. Sitting here, I'm on my flat screen right now. Yo, Keith Murray, man. Keith Murray was at this versus battle. See, this is what I'm talking about. Keith Murray, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like these young generations, this guy comes out. They don't even know who he is. And that's what we're talking about. Flowers for people that are still here, man. Give them they love, man. Give them they love. Earth, Wind, and Fire still getting love, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, if Luther and Michael and the rest of them were still here and still able to get on stage, you know that they would have crowds and crowds and crowds. Let's have that for the legends, man. You know what I mean? Like, let's have that for the legends, man. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that to them, man. Yo, they brought flavor to this culture. Every one of them brought flavor to the culture. And all they do is die out when they don't have, you know what I'm saying? When they don't have, and I understand a lot of them got issues with kids, and this cat's got mad kids from different baby, like everything, man. DMX, man, like I know his life was rough, man. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot of kids, but yo, he still had a lot to offer. I'm so glad that we got the few things that we did get from him before he was gone. You know what I mean? We got that Versus with him and Snoop Dogg. You know, we got that interview with him on you know what I'm saying, on Noriega's podcast. We got certain, you know, things from him, but he wasn't done yet, man. He had an album coming out. Let's hope that we get that album. You know what I'm saying? But this is what, you know, this is what I mean by, you know what I'm saying? Like this is directed at cats that are in the industry that really have the means to, you know what I mean? And in particularly the black entrepreneurs, P. Diddy in particular. You know, I'm not gonna hurt him too much, but bro, you know what I'm saying? You know how much money you generated from these dudes. You weren't the rapper. You weren't the rapper. See, recently, you know, and I'm going to get back to this. This is all culminating into one, man. And then I'm done. You know what I'm saying? But recently, a guy that's from the industry, you know what I mean, that kind of dabbled in the industry, you know, told me recently, like, you know, that my flow was off, you know. And it just, you know, like, okay, that's your opinion, bro. That's your opinion. And I value your opinion, but I don't agree with your opinion. You know what I mean? And that's what the industry does. The industry, you know, acts like they're the ones. It's like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's looking at it, well, you know, if it wasn't for us and the corporate and the people behind the scenes and the defensive coordinators and the offensive coordinators and these coaches, there's no rings. But Tom Brady, at his age, said, okay, you feel that way? Let me go somewhere else. And I'm going to prove to you that I am who I say I am. Respectfully, he didn't yell. He didn't yell at Bill Belichick. He didn't tweet him. He didn't tweet him or Instagram page him and say, oh, this is nonsense. Y'all calling me old, blah, 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 blah. He just simply went to another team, called his boy out of retirement, said, yeah, man, I need a little help, man. I need a little help. I bet. I'm going to do this for 1 year for you because you my man. They went all the way to the Super Bowl and won the shit without Bill Belichick. So on that note, all of these corporate dudes that act like, yeah, man, if it wasn't for me with this, that, and the third, y'all wouldn't even be pause. We're the talent. Y'all supposed to be in our corner. But somebody like Puff, how are you the highest paid rapper when everybody knows that you don't write your own rhymes? Everybody knows that Mace penned some of them, that Jada penned some of them. I'm sure Black Rob painted some of them. But these guys can't even get close to you. If they want to call you to have a luncheon, they can't even just call you on the side. They'll say, yeah, man, I'm in town, man. I ain't doing nothing. I'm just in Manhattan, man. I just want to see you, man. No, can't do that. Can't do that because you're too big now. How are you too big now? And then you're going to go on stage? You're going to go on stage in front of the world because the world and the rest of the world don't know this. You know what I mean? So you're going to go on stage. Yeah, man, I think that these corporations and all these people need to pay these artists better. You said that. You said that. But everyone else is old and sick and dying while we're still wondering who you going to date next. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, Puff, man. Come on, Puff. Come on. Come on, man. Come on, man. Are you for that dollar? Are you for that dollar that got that dead slave master on it? Or are you for the culture? Are you for the... You got to ask yourself that question. Don't take it from me because I'm a nobody. Don't take it from me because I'm a nobody in your eyes anyway. But just ask yourself, man. Are you for the culture? Are you for the enrichment of this culture that is predominantly African-American? That's for us. This was for us to get out of our condition. How are these guys still in their condition? You know what I mean? How are these guys still in their condition after working for you? You know what I'm saying? After working for you. I'm just looking at myself as somebody that if I had that money, I was just talking to a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? You know, and no shame in my game. I was homeless. And this guy just came out of nowhere and said, yeah, man, stay with me, man. We'll just talk about what you want, you know, what you want to pay me later. You know, right out the blue, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been here 2 years now with this cat. You know what I'm saying? You know, just two bachelors, man, trying to get our lives and get our dreams. So if I ever was to be in a position with money, guess what I'm doing? You know what I mean? I don't care what he do with this shit. I don't care if he go and have orgies, 12 orgies with the money. But I feel like I owe that to him for him letting me scrape the dust off my boots so I can, you know. It just, yo, it's personal, man. You know what I mean? It's personal, man. So you leave these guys out in the cold to you know what I'm saying? To, you know what I mean? You leave Mason and them to go after strange gods. You know what I mean? Go after strange gods and try to find what the meaning of life is because they feel like the industry is filled with evil. You know, like that money makes them, that money turns them into vampires, man. I don't even want that type of money, honestly. Honestly, I want enough. I want enough where I could come home and I ain't gonna go punch a clock. That's my goal, to have enough of that. But not to, you know what I'm saying? Not where I got vampire fangs and just suck the blood out of my brothers and sisters and then go on a white platform and tell them, yeah, I think we need to treat these artists better. It starts with you, P. Diddy. It starts with you. And I'm just mentioning you because Black Rob's gone. You know? But that goes for Rough Rider, whoever was in Rough Rider. You know what I mean? Where, you know what I'm saying? I know Cass had a bad drug problem or anything, man, but we just gotta protect our brothers better in this industry, man. You know what I mean? Because they died for this, and then when they died, then we wanna act like we missed them so much. You know what I'm saying? You know, how do you even miss your man? And he walking around. You know what I'm saying? You know he walking around. You know he walking around somewhere in Yonkers. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing if, yo, man, I'm washed up, man. Ain't nobody checking for the dog no more. You know he had them issues, man. You know he did. You know he had them issues. You know he did. You know he did. So what's the next thing you think he going to do? He going to go to that corner where he know they got the good shit. And he going to start sparking up again. And now everybody want to, oh, yeah, look at the dog again. He's smoking that shit again.
But y'all didn't give him another alternative, man. You call him up, you back out of jail or whatever. What you doing, man? Yo, I think you need to get back on the mic, man, cause the world, I'm telling you, man, the world, you act like the hip-hop world ain't looking for him. You know what I'm saying? Cause y'all thinking of numbers. Y'all thinking of numbers. Oh, if he ain't gonna generate enough buzz now. All of that business bullshit. All that business bullshit need to be thrown out the window when it comes to, yo, he's the one that built your building. He's the one that helped you build your building. All his family, P. Diddy and the family. What family, man? You told the world that we were family. But then when you look, you know it's,
that's all about business. That's all business.
Then it wasn't a family to begin with, man. How's everybody all messed up, but you the one on the yacht? You know what I mean? With Fat Joe and all that. And I'm going to get to Fat Joe in a minute. Forgot about that guy. I'm going to get to him in a minute to talk about these endangered species. We're going to play one more joint, and then we're going to be out of here, man. But I'm almost done. Jeremiah Da Vinci, peace.
Hey, yo, Gabby, let's get him, yo. Let's go.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
I can feel it.
Oh, Lord.
I can feel it.
And I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
I can feel it.
Oh, Lord.
Let's go.
Well,
come
if they
on.
Told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face before and it's not pretty, fam.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know who I am? Maybe you should. I see you good and gon' be damned.
Go, Gabby.
I was there. I saw what you did. I saw your sin so you could wipe off that grin. I wanna say I don't despise you, but I know where you've been. It's been a pack of lies. Regretting I don't think so I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
How could you ever forget? It's the first and the last time we ever met. I know the reason why you kept the silence up, but you don't fool me. The hurt doesn't show, but the pain you left is no stranger to you either.
Yeah.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
I can feel it.
Oh, Lord.
I can feel it. Oh, Lord.
And I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
I can feel it.
Oh, Lord.
Give a fuck, you don't wanna talk to me no more. You still gon' hear me when I go off, because you label me a loser like I'm so soft. Yeah, you wait till it's dark and the lights go off. We gon' see what you gon' do when you got lights no more. So you could block me off your page and block me off your phone. One day you gon' be alone in your home. Then you realize it was me that loved you all along. Godzilla can never be calm. This Kong got strong arms, could pull his stuff up, makes his knock down. So tell him I was bugging you, tell the whole town. I spent many nights at Heartbreak Hotel. You see, you don't have the intel. You was too busy living well while I was doing rounds on the south side of hell. Rumors about a nigga's fat and a nigga's smell. You wouldn't smell the good if you had to sell your sour gel just to get a snack in the vending machine. Forgive me for being mean, my mom's on the breathing machine. You just forgot what you did, yeah, it must be the weed. Now I'm eating, be happy with your bologna and cheese. You never miss me, you was watching me leave. Never handed me the ball, that's why I switched teams. I won my ring, now they wanna scream. But I remember you standing there with a blood IV while you watched me bleed. Come on, man.
One, two, one, two. Yeah, we back.
Yeah, that's the another joint, man, called Oh Lord, with my homegirl Gabby Cool out of Canada. What up, Canada? Yeah, man, rock that joint. She was a serious joint, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you know, after this is over, I'm just kind of disgusted, man. Yeah, I mentioned Fat Joe. And I don't know the man personally. But I'm just talking about endangered MCs. That we're not, you know, a lot of dudes, yeah, they talking about they got their entertainment companies and they got their record labels. No, y'all really don't. Because y'all still under majors. You know what I mean? Y'all still can kind of, I mean, y'all can put people on and y'all can put people to the door. But do y'all really, like, really truly care about the art form? It doesn't seem that way. It seems like the street beefs are more important to y'all. It just seems like the beefs are more important to y'all. Because y'all know that that's what sells. And look. You know, correct me if I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? But it just seems like y'all love this beef, man. You know what I mean? I'm gonna go to that, you know, that painting that they have in the Bronx. It's by White Plains Road, right off of Evander High School in Bronx, New York. It's still up there, Fat Joe. It's still up there, Armageddon. It's still up there, Cuban Link. It's still up there. That true story painting is still there, bro. It's still up there. Y'all supposed to be family. Supposed to be. But then somebody passes away and then the family just goes their separate ways because of beef, because whatever happened, whatever this, that. So, it, you know, y'all. So, you know. Nicole Rodriguez, you know what I'm saying, who I talked to years ago, you know, about getting these petitions signed for her brothers, you know. For help, you know, for the Big Pun place, you know what I mean? But they were able to get this plaza done, and it took a long time. You know, now she's going out there being vocal about these dudes that pay homage to her brother after he's gone. You know what I mean? That even Pun probably wouldn't fuck with now if he was alive, knowing that these dudes is fake, knowing all these dudes is using it for is a ticket into the club. So I'm like, yeah, man, I used to be on the block with that dude, Bob. I knew he was going to blow and this, that, and the third. And maybe Joe's taking that stance. Like, yeah, if it wasn't for me, y'all wouldn't even know who Pun was. I understand that. Or maybe you upset that there's no Fat Joe Boulevard. I don't know. But you didn't have to say anything. So you really the ones that's putting this energy out. You know what I mean? You the one that's putting this energy out. You know where, yeah, man, shout out to my big brother, my twin brother, getting this, you know, Big Pun place. But nah, I'm not going to be in the same room with da-da-da-da because of da-da-da. See, that's a, you know, y'all still proving. Y'all still proving that y'all nothing but ghetto niggas, man. I'm sorry. Y'all still proving that y'all nothing but ghetto niggas. Because that's what a ghetto nigga would say. You know what I mean? That's what a ghetto nigga would say. You know what I mean? That's still like, yeah, man, fuck that. I'm not going to be in the same room with blah, blah, blah. It just sounds like that. You know what I mean? And I thought you done grown up. You talk about you grown now. You grown up, but you still got that stance. Yeah, man, I'm not going to be blah, blah, blah. That was about business. That was about your brother's business. And you wasn't there to take care of your brother's business. And it should have been you anyway. It should have been you anyway that got this done. You know what I'm saying? Because you got all this money in the world. You got all this money in the world to do what? To have another sneaker that nobody else got? So y'all dudes are still playing those games, and that's why other races are in advancement, because they know that we still fighting amongst each other for little frugal things, little frivolous things. They know that little white man and that little man on the dollar is more important than anybody that's in your camp. Anybody that's in your camp right now. It's hard to trust anybody now because everybody's just all for that. Yo, do you know how psychologically crazy that is? Is that the slave masters still have us under that boot because now that symbol, people are dying and selling their souls for. It's not even you're selling your soul to the devil, selling your soul to the dollar. Forget all that, selling your soul to the devil. Forget all that. That's just a fantasy, fantasized. Ain't nobody ever seen a devil, a demon slither up in a snake with saying that. None of that. Coming out of the closet with a red suit on and a pitchfork. Never. So forget that fantasy. Y'all selling y'all soul to the dollar. Selling y'all soul to the dollar. What the dollar got all of that weird ass imagery on it for? That's another topic for another day. But hip hop then sold their soul to that. And then when they get older, it's told that they washed up anymore. Then they end up dying halfway. End up dying at 50. After 50, they don't even know who they are now. That's why I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep doing this music, even if I'm delusional. And people are saying, oh, yeah, he's washed up. He's just an old man with gray hair in his beard. He's just an uncle and blah, 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 all that bullshit. But you know what? When I'm 60 and 70, that will keep life in my body. Because y'all taking life away from these dudes that freaking built the culture. That freaking built it. That helped y'all build it. Yeah, Joe was, you know, yeah, you were the man. I got a flow, Joe. Yo, remember you from all that. And we give you 180% props for being the first dude to do all that. The first for the Latinos, Puerto Ricans, and the BX that wanted a voice. Yo, y'all had it cracking with Terror Squad. We were, because no, it was just blacks and Puerto Ricans. You know what I mean? It's Africa and Puerto Rico in the South Bronx. And from 161st to Kingsbridge, it's Africa and Puerto Rico. We were brothers and sisters. So whatever the Puerto Ricans were doing, we were down because we love your Spanish sisters just like y'all love our black sisters marrying us and mixing, having mixed babies. We got black and Spanish babies because we at each other's cookouts and you know, and having affairs with cousins. And yo, that's how we are, man. We family, man. Y'all just was on that other side of the fence. But we were all family, man. So it hurt us just like it hurts us just like it hurt y'all, man. So when I look, man, and see, you know what I mean? Like, we're just endangered, man. We're just endangered. And I'm asking Joe and I'm asking Puff, like, what is y'all motivation? Is it the dollar or is it the culture? Is it the dollar or is it the culture? Is it for you to be wherever, or is it for your people to go somewhere? You know what I mean? To show, look, I did it. You could do it too. Or let me, you know, when you saw Black Rob spit for the first time, what was your motivation? Oh, I can make money off that dude. or yo, let me take these guys out of the hood. Let me take these guys out of the hood and show that they ain't got to do this hood shit no more. But these guys always have to refer back to the hood because y'all end up showing them that, yo, they can't be vulnerable. You know what I mean? They can't be vulnerable because y'all niggas is sharks. So now they got to be more evil than y'all to even... DMX had to be more evil than he ever wanted to be. And I know dudes like that. I know dudes like that because I'm not a hood dude, even though I grew up there. I'm not a hood dude, but I know plenty of hood dudes that I can hang with them and play John Madden with them and watch movies with them and laugh. And that dude's a killer. You know what I mean? Don't test that dude because you could lose your life. Those are my boys, man. Those are my boys. I know them dudes. They got heart, man. They got heart that y'all don't even look at. Y'all just like, yeah, man, you know, that's my competition. That's that alpha male stuff, man. You know, like, you know, I don't claim to be an alpha male. You know what I'm saying? Because alpha males got enemies, man. Y'all got enemies just because y'all are strong dudes. I don't even look at that, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's like that in the industry, man. A lot of people, especially you know, rap is competition anyway. Rap has been competition anyway, man. But we're missing the mark, man. We're missing the mark in hip-hop where, yo, KRS-One doesn't have a record label where he can find a young dude like me. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm young, but an up-and-coming dude like me. Like, yo, man, that guy got talent. He got something to say, man. Yeah, let's put him on, man. Let's see how far we can take him. He don't have that power because that power still belongs to them. Puff act like, oh, yeah, man, yeah, he got all this type of money and all this type. But do you own the building? Do you own that building, though? Do you own that block that building's on? So you still might be a slave, bro. You still might be a slave to the rest of us. Stop acting like a slave master. But that's all the time, man. That's it, man. That's it. It's just a tough subject, man. It's just a tough subject. We all we got, man. We all we got when it comes to this hip hop. Yo, shout out to the incarceration of this cop. You know what I mean? That killed George Floyd. Yo, praise this new generation, man. Praise this new generation because y'all got them scared. Y'all got to keep making them scared. You scared them. Don't scare your own people, man. Don't scare your own people. You know what I mean? If you're going to bust guns, you bust guns in that direction. I'm not, like I said, I'm not advocating anybody killing anybody. You know what I mean? But killing your own has to stop, man. Killing your own has to stop. Y'all rioted for a second and had America scared. They had to put that guy, they didn't even put that guy away because they thought he was guilty. They put that guy away because they knew that y'all would burn this down. That's how it's got to be from now on. You don't, we can't allow them to kill our kids no more, man. And they just killed another kid recently. You know what I mean? It's time to burn this down if they don't. Malcolm X said it. If he's not willing to clean his house up, it should catch fire and burn down. But that's it, man. That's it, man. Excuse me for being all rough but it's hard. It's a tough subject, man. But yo, this is Jeremiah Da Vinci. You know who I am. Check out all of the freaking podcasts in the near future. This is episode 3. You know what I'm saying? This is me signing off. Listen to all my material. Everything's out now. Tidal, Spotify, Instagram, yo, go everywhere. TikTok, I am everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Get to know who I am, man. Get to know. It's just me. I'm the only one doing. I'm doing this all on my own, man. You know what I mean? Catch me Monday. I'm gonna be on my man Latin Pain show. I'm gonna be on these dudes' show talking about the issues. Talking about because that's what we gonna use this platform for, man. Word up, man. Going over my time. It's all good. You know what I mean? Even if I get 2 people listening to this, it's all good, man. Somebody gonna listen to me, man. Word up. It's Jera Maya Da Vinci. DAVINCII. Let's go. Listen to my YouTube page. All the music, all the content, all the videos. It's Jeremiah Da Vinci signing off. God bless and let him keep you. Peace.